Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us again here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we know that it's making a difference in a lot of people's lives. This kind of radio is the kind of radio you want to tune into, because this is the type of discussions that are uplifting. They are positive. They're giving you tools in your life to help you out. So hopefully you're taking advantage of that.
Yes, and we hope you will also take advantage of, all of the information that comes by that we put up on our site. It's actually very simple. Every guest we talk to will have a guest page. And I know I remind people of this, but it's such a great resource because we've had thousands of guests. Mm-hmm. And although we keep their shows on our website, the actual interviews for only a few years, the information way back to 2005, et cetera, I think that on this database, that's as far back as we go. It's there so that if you click on a guest name, you'll be able to connect through to their websites, et cetera, and get some basic information on them. So please take advantage of that. And then also in the events, you're going to notice a number of things. Believe it or not, a new year is coming up shortly. And so we'll be putting things up for January. But one of the things that will be coming is an event with Guy Finley. You know about his new book, Relationship Magic. We found that to be an amazing piece of work. And of course, Vitamin Life in Redmond, they continue with their free natural health lecture series, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they have an event coming up in December.
Yeah.
And it's going to be for the women only, and it's on December 8th. It's noon to 3 p.m. They're going to do a lot of fun things. There'll be chair massages, etc. You get, there'll be gift basket giveaways, so it's a lot of fun. It's just light and airy things and just something fun to do for you.
Yeah, things to look forward to and to support those folks that are supporting us, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so what's in the way of discovering your true self? Well, we'll talk to health and fitness expert along with ultra athlete Tommy Cassano about his dedicated detox wellness program designed to transform your life. Then, well, the spiritual community talks a lot about growth, but what is it really? And what does it take for us to really grow? Well, Krista Gibson, publisher of the New Spirit Journal, returns to share some wisdom on that very subject. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, two true ultra broadcasting athletes, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, before we get Tommy on the line, I just wanted to talk about something. Brenda and I talk about the foundational pieces of wellness. I should say health and wellness. But obviously, the reason that we make that distinction is because it's a holistic approach. It's spiritual, emotional, and physical. you know, we search for those kinds of sponsors and products that we believe in and that we take every day. So here's an example of something where the natural world can really help. I had a call from somebody early this morning in Texas whose wife was going in for an operation, but they refused to do it because when they did her blood work, she was too acidic. And he wondered if the power pH that we talk about on the show would be helpful. And indeed, you know, and he started going through all of the medical things that were happening with her. And, of course, the natural products world can never give out medical advice. But what we do know with power pH is how it will reduce acid in the tissue and the blood serum, et cetera. Bring you back to balance and pH in your body. And then, as we always say, let your body do the work. So those kinds of things you are allowed to say. And so he's, you know, going to be stocking up on that because that is an underlying, she's too acidic, and it mm-hmm. causes all sorts of problems. Mm-hmm. So just saying how that applies in our life. Well, we have Tommy Cassano on the line with us, and Tommy is a health revolutionist and disruptor of conventional mindset, having played the roles of corporate leader, business owner, ultra athlete, executive health coach, celebrity trainer, and international speaker. He's a very interesting guy, and we wanted to talk to him this morning about his ideas on wellness and something that he calls dedicated detox. So we're going to find out what that's all about. Tommy, welcome to Conscious Talk.
How are we doing? Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're doing great.
Yeah, we are doing great. You know, we've been doing this for 18 years. This is our 18th year and exploring all sorts of areas of consciousness, natural health, you know, wellness in general from a holistic point of view. So you, as a super or an ultra athlete and a business owner, et cetera, you really caught our attention with your dedicated detox because we have to assume that it's more than just physical.
Absolutely, 100%, for sure.
Well, give us an idea. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Tommy, and then we'll get into your approach here on your dedicated detox.
Absolutely. Now, I guess my journey in health and wellness and mindset started at a very early age for me. Lucky for me, my dad had my brother and I would say since I was 6 years old, up before grade school, we would be up at 5 o'clock. We'd be running 3-4 miles. We'd be practicing the sport of the, of the month, whether it was wrestling, basketball, football. He would have my brother and I boxing in the morning. And then afterward, we would, and this is when I was 6, 7 years old, we would have the superfood shakes, my dad would call it. And it would be all veggies and superfoods he would get at the time. And, you know, this is many years ago when, you know, you go to a smoothie bar now and you spend $15 for a superfood smoothie, and I was drinking those when I was 6, 7 years old. Mm. So it was really ingrained in my DNA to live this healthy, holistic lifestyle. And I kind of took that approach with me my whole life, all the way through playing college football at Colgate University. And I've always had this mindset of optimizing my body through performance and nutrition. And I kind of took a different path right after college. I went into the corporate world. I was in corporate real estate, and I knew that wasn't my true calling. And I had a very, you know, profound experience. I learned a lot about business at that time. I traveled all over the world in real estate, and I had many, many mentors and learning experience. But altogether, during that time, I was still actually training people physically and nutritionally. On the weekends, I would lead groups, whether it was friends, coworkers. And I knew my true passion was health and wellness. And I quit my job. I left the corporate world, and I moved to Arizona. And at that time in Arizona, I actually started a wine distribution company with one of my best friends in college. Once again, it was a really great opportunity. And while I was down in Arizona, I actually started running gyms on the side when I had my wine business. So once again, I went into business, but my true passion came out, and I was training people, you know, pretty much half, 50% of the time, and had my wine business 50% of the time. Fast forward, I ended up throwing my wine business and moving to California, Manhattan Beach. I've been here over 5 years now. I own a gym in Manhattan Beach. I do executive training. I started my dedicated detox program a little over 2 years ago. And in brief, and I'm sure we'll get into more details, that dedicated detox I kind of drummed up after, I would say, over 15 years of experience in the health and wellness industry of using direct application. What I mean by that is all of these, I would say, I don't say marketing fads, but all the diets out there, all these trends that I've used on myself and applied, I've taken the best of the best and incorporated that into a 28-day program. And the big thing for me is not focusing just on nutrition, but also mindset, cleansing out the gut, relationships. So it's really a five-pillar health approach that I like to take and taking through people through I call it a habit journey. So restructuring their habits in those 28 days so they can last a lifetime and really teach and ingrain them into their daily lifestyle.
It's a great idea, and we understand what you're talking about, having lived the life that we've been living the last 35 years, mm-hmm. in making sure that we're, you know, we have physical exercise, making sure that we are also emotionally and spiritually and mentally as clear as we can be. Those approaches are extremely important, and any of the toxins, I think, Tommy, what people don't understand is health thoughts, how toxic, how acidy, acidic thoughts even can be, and beliefs that carry a lot of density in the body that, you know, really create problems for people physically eventually when they carry around those types of toxic thoughts and beliefs.
Yeah, Tommy, our background was the reason that we got involved with natural health, et cetera, mm-hmm. and consciousness in general, was because we were both cancer survivors. But what we learned in that journey, we didn't go the conventional route, no chemotherapy, et cetera. But, you know, that's a whole story our listeners have heard before. But what was important was after we first took the purely physical approach, like most people do, mm-hmm. when they're not doing well in some kind of a disease state. But we learned ultimately that it was spiritual, emotional causes under the surface that kept bringing things back. So it wasn't until we put the whole package together that we actually found wellness. And you know, now it's been decades.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Yeah, so when we're going to run off to a commercial break, but when we come back, we want to find out more about your program and, how it actually has been working, a 28-day program. Does that last with people, et cetera? So we are here with Tommy Cassano. His website is TommyCassano.com. That's CassanO.com, and we'll be back after these messages.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that brightens your day.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, today we're talking to somebody, first off, who's really interesting, who, you know, kind of grew up in the wellness genre, so to speak. I mean, his dad was feeding him superfoods when he was a kid. And, you know, he created a whole interesting mindset and has an incredible 28-day program. And that's Tommy Cassano. They call him the superhuman. I love that, Tommy. but, you know, and there's a great, we have a great picture of you off the ground running.
Yeah. So, Tommy, yeah. I really, really was interested in understanding why you feel health is a birthright. You know, most people don't think of that. They think of the body as we age, it breaks down, and that it's normal for us to be sick. Obviously, you have a different mindset there. Explain what you mean by health being your birthright.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking that question. I really appreciate that. And once again, it really, like we talked before, it comes down to your mindset. And as we're born and growing up in, obviously, all sorts of different situations, depending where you are geographically, where you are in the country, circumstances, whether wealthy or poor, when it comes down to it, it really is your birthright and your given choice to make a decision yourself to choose on a daily basis health.
what I mean by health, maybe you don't have access to the best food, or maybe you don't have access to, you know, an amazing 24-hour fitness gym, but you do have access to choose health and wellness, and you can choose activity, you can choose sweating on a daily basis, you can choose healthy options. Even in today's society, there is an option to, you know, you don't have to go to a Whole Foods and choose the most expensive thing. But I really want to ingrain to people that using the natural birthright given gift Mother Nature has given us, I think we all together as a whole, as a population on Earth, can choose health as a birthright. I mean, the four pathways of detoxification are, excuse my French on this, it's peeing, pooping, breathing, and sweating. Mm-hmm. And if we can do those on a daily basis, every single human can do that. We can detoxify daily. We can keep our body alkaline, as we talked about. We can choose activity. We can go for a run. You can do body weight workouts anywhere in the world. You know, I use fasting as an amazing tool on a daily basis. Fasting's free. That's a birthright right there. Like, you can choose taking a break from food for to clean out your digestive system, your gut bacteria, having a clear brain, clearing out mental brain fog. So these tools that I talk about as a birthright are given to us from Mother Nature from the time we were born. And it's about taking an approach of knowing internally, mentally, that you have access to these amazing things and these tools at any point in time in the day. And if we just take that self-realization and that self-consciousness that we can, you know, really choose health from the time we wake up, from the time we go to bed, and even sleep, you know, just as important. All these tools that we have at our fingertips, we can really live a lifestyle that we can create ourselves and want. I think too many people, they define themselves under certain circumstances. They don't give themselves a chance to reach superhuman health, I like to call it, when essentially it's just going back to the simple basics, the basics and the tools we are given as our birthright.
You know, one of the things that we have always said is that your body knows how to regulate it better than any doctor could possibly test for. The problem is feeding it, you know, giving it what it needs, and that is spiritual, emotional, as well as the proper foods. And I love that you're bringing up things like you know, that anybody can do it, and things like fasting. I remember way back when, you know, fast, having to go on these like ultimate huge fasts way back when I was a kid and had cancer, and, you know, discovered just how valuable that is. But on a daily basis, you know, one of the things that we have heard about recently is that, you know, you want to have X number of hours, you know, when you finish your meal at night, or for us it's in the late afternoon, essentially, you don't eat anything for a certain period of time. I mean, how many hours do you think is optimal?
Optimal, I take a two-step approach. In my dedicated detox, I teach intermittent fasting, and I like to do it on a progressive scale. I teach my clients, I start them off at 14. I like to stabilize anywhere from, if you can fast anywhere from 16 to 17 hours daily, intermittent fasting, that's amazing for your body. Now, there are tools, you know, there are, you know, a little bit of supplements, green tea you can take in the morning. And then I also do once a week, I lead just basically online a 24-hour fast from Sunday to Monday night, which I really think is just completely optimized for your body and mindset. It really reboots and sets the metabolism. Resets the digestive system, clears out a lot of brain fog. And as we know it, in today's society, people like to do things above and beyond on the weekends. So most of the time when we call the Manic Mondays and Monday Blues, that's a direct result from people not taking care of themselves on the weekend. So having that reboot 24 hours Sunday to Monday night, it has, I found out with all my clients, has been really essential, and it really kickstarts a new week for them. It's almost like a new journey every single week for them.
I love that, giving them that opportunity. And, you know, what's so interesting, too, Tommy, and you just hit on it briefly, you know, we argue so much for our limitations. And we do have, you know, we can retrain the brain. You know, we can retrain it to give it new patterns so that it, you know, it we think differently. And one of the things that we can think differently about as we get older, and everybody's aging every day, you're getting older, the body's getting older, is that mental thinking and that, you know, where you can retrain your brain and understand that you, I'm still going back to your birthright of health, that we have, that we are born healthy, usually. I mean, not everyone is, but most people are born pretty healthy. But we have that ability to be very healthy even into our old age when we really understand, we believe, and we think in those terms. And I'll just give you a quick example. I went to the chiropractor yesterday, and Rob and I do certain things to prevent. We're in preventative, you know, at our age especially. And so the chiropractor is a preventative measure once a month to, you know, make sure you're aligned. This is not a, this is not someone that twists your body
or anything. Yeah, it's network chiropractic. Yeah.
And one of the things that he was laughing about was I have a very strong back. I was raised on a farm, raised with two brothers. I've always been very tomboyish, and I've always been very strong. And he was kidding me about I have a very fairly muscular back for a woman, especially my age. And I told him, I said, you know, the funny part is when I get outside and I do things, I still think I'm 30 years old.
Yeah.
And he laughed and he said, that's a good mindset to have. Because that's you're keeping your body more resilient and young just because you think that way, and you really do think that way. It's obvious. And I said, no, I do.
Yeah.
And absolutely. So it's really a lot to do with your thinking and your belief.
I love that. That's I'm proud of you. It's 100% mindset.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So in your program, you combine mindset, physical training, nutritional advice, etc.?
Absolutely. So quickly, I basically comes down to my five pillar approach. It's gut bacteria. So making sure first the gut is clear, the digestive system, the pathways are amazing. So you can have nutrient absorption. And as science comes out more and more, we're learning, as you, I'm sure you've talked about on the show many a times, is that our gut brain is directly correlated. So our gut health is directly correlated with our brain cognitivity. So that's one super important for me, making sure the digestive system's clear. Two is having a healthy, alkalized nutrition. And with that, I teach the intermittent fasting, which I just talked about. The third pillar of health is sweating, detoxifying through sweat on a daily basis. And real quick, I want to make sure most people think when I say workout, when people say workout, you have to go to the gym and spend 60 plus minutes on some class or go to, you know, like I said before, a big 24-hour fitness. All it takes is first thing in the morning doing a 10-minute workout, getting your body loose. It could be body weight. It could be going for a jog. Just making sure you're active daily and producing sweat. And then number four, my fourth pillar is mindfulness. So teaching people meditation, scientifically proven at least 8 minutes a day to get those full benefits. Mm-hmm. And my big thing I like to point out is as a society, we're really all sleep deprived roughly 2 years. And the only way to get that back is not by sleeping more, because I don't think anyone has time to sleep, you know, 3-4 more hours every single night, but it's through meditation. You know, I think they say 20 minutes of meditation equates to almost four hours of sleep.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, besides
and what's
all
your fifth
stress,
pillar?
My fifth pillar is relationships. So relationships with yourself, more importantly, your own internal self-consciousness, self-esteem, self-confidence, your relationships with food, your relationships with your family, with work. And that really comes down to what's in the center is living life balance.
Yeah.
Everything in a life balance. So
yeah.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there, Tommy. Thank you so much for joining us today and for the great work you're doing. And folks, we'll be right back.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lifts you up.
There are three factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. One is the amount of growth factors in your system. Two is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And three is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit sgn80.com. That's sgn80.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks. You are listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Our website is conscioustalk.net. We have a Facebook page. We invite you to hop on both the website and the Facebook page and participate with us. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And as we do once a month, we love checking in with Krista Gibson and talking about various subjects. You know, we tap that wisdom, and today is no exception. Krista, welcome back.
Thank you. It's always wonderful to be here. Always a delight to talk to you.
Yeah,
well, I just wanted, just in case there's anybody in our universe that hasn't heard of Krista, she is the publisher of New Spirit Journal, But she is a teacher and wise person in her own right, besides the journal and all the people she collects there. But, you know, we wanted to talk to you about growth today.
Yeah.
Now, that's a funny one, you know, in a way, because we all talk about it, you know, especially on this show. We talk about, excuse me, spiritual growth, et cetera. But what is that? What does it mean, growth, when, as a general term?
Well, you know, growth, is, to me, is the same thing as transformation. But it's a word that we throw around really lightly in our community. You know, I want to grow and that sort of thing. And so a lot of times, I think one of the mistakes that we make that causes us challenge is that we think growth or transformation means becoming something we're not right now. And so when you look at it as like, okay, I've got to become something other than what I am or other than who I am, that gets to be pretty challenging to think about. And so I like to tell people, think about if you plant a parsley seed and it grows. It doesn't become lettuce, right? It becomes parsley. Mm-hmm. But as it grows, you know, when it's a little seed, it looks very different from when it first pokes its little head up or when it grows into full-blown parsley. But it never becomes lettuce. And so I think if we will remember that when we're talking about growth, if we'll quit looking at it as we have to become something other than what we are, but instead it's becoming more of what we truly are, then growth and transformation starts to make sense. And it doesn't feel so daunting. I mean, if you think about it, do you really want to become something you're not? It's like, what?
Right.
Isn't that the basic relationship killer when you expect your partner to be something they're not?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and we do it to them. We do it to ourselves. We do it to, you know, our pets. You know, we have a pet. You know, I have one right now that has certain behavioral challenges. And, yeah, there's a part of me that, like, well, I wish you were my other pet that I used to have that passed on. And she'll never be the other pet. Quit,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
She has
yes.
to blossom as who she is with all her foibles, just like I do.
Yep. No, I think know, that's a very, it's an excellent point to make, Krista, because we have these high expectations of growth, especially spiritual growth. And
right.
I used to be one that had that it was, I was never happy with where I was spiritually. I was always,
right.
I was unsettled about it all the time, trying to be something and grow faster than I was actually able to. And
right.
that's part
right.
of being with what is, part of surrendering to the moment and being with what reality really is.
And don't you think part of it is trying to grow into something or someone you're never meant to be anyway?
Yes.
You know, we look at other people, for instance, let's take meditation, you know, or yoga, and we see somebody who can sit there in meditation for 3 hours in full lotus pose. And we start to think, okay, I have to do that to be spiritually grown or advanced or transformed. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, I don't. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. That's their path. That's them. That doesn't have to be me. And I think when we get down to bringing this down into our own world and being able, you know, to be honest with ourselves and say, okay, here is who I am. Here's my situation. Here's my background. Here are my abilities. And be honest with ourselves. And I think that's the very first step in any kind of transformation or growth process is just being honest about who we are and what our current situation might be. And know that this is the point from which I will grow and transform, not yours. I'm not
right.
going to start where you are, right? I'm going to start from where I am. That takes so much pressure off, I have found, when we really get that I don't have to be you and you don't have to be me, and I can go from where and who I am. It's like your shoulders drop and you go, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful place to be in your life when you can accept yourself fully and really own who you are. And as soon as you own that, then you have the power to do the things that you need to do. But it also gives you, and we're going to talk about this when we come back from our quick break here, is about the courage that it gives us, Krista, because it takes courage to grow. Well, we're here with Krista Gibson. She's a publisher of New Spirit Journal. She's a teacher. She is a very wise lady. We're going to get more when we come back. Stay tuned.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that opens the heart and illuminates the mind.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and so glad to have you on board. You know, we have a number of folks, we could refer to them as regulars that we check in with, because they've been on a very cool journey in their lives, and we've all been on this journey of Conscious Talk for now in our 18th year, and we've all been learning. So it's really fun to check in with a little wisdom outside of ourselves and do that on a daily basis. And that's a great reason for you to be tuning in your car on your way to work and starting your day in a new and empowering way. Sometimes that's hard to say. You know, it's Mercury retrograde is coming up here. We're here with Krista Gibson. She's the publisher of New Spirit Journal, and we're talking about growth. I mean, what we really mean about that. And Krista, you brought up something about, being yourself, essentially, that growing is, we've been talking for a long time about our purpose being really to understand who we are. And
right.
You mentioned something about living other people's reality. So we've talked about this as long-habited patterns.
Exactly. And I think one of the big things about growing and transforming is we have to have courage. You know, we have to have the courage to face who we are and what do we need to do to become who we want to be. And by that, I mean to grow into the fullness of ourselves, whether you want to call it self-realization or whatever words. But like the parsley plant I mentioned, going from seed to full-blown parsley, that's us. And we have to have courage to face it. What do we need to do? And we have to be willing to extend ourselves into new territory and have to be willing to stretch how we look at life. You know, just like the little seed down there in the dark earth, you know, that's got to be pretty scary sitting down there going, well, what's going on? Where's the light, you know? And figuring out which way you need to go to grow and break through that soil. And for us, we have to have courage. You know, it really does take courage to be willing to grow and extend and transform ourselves. And one of the things that happens is we look at what we need to do or something, some way in which we need to maybe change a habit pattern, something like that. And we go, no, I want to grow, I want to transform, but I don't want to have to do that. Mm-hmm. Anything but that, whatever that is for you. And that's where the courage comes in, because in order, and that's where we get short-circuited many times. We have this wonderful idea about who we should become or who we're going to grow into, and then suddenly we're asked, oh, well, you need to get out more. You need to meet more people, and we're really shy. Or, gee, you need to get a degree in thus and so. If you really want to be work with nutrition, well, you've got to become a nutritionist. You can't just fly by the seat of your pants. And so you have to be willing to have the courage to face what you need to do to grow and transform to become your real self. And what do I need to change? How do I need to grow? And what am I willing to do to become who I'm needing to become?
Mm-hmm. All of that makes absolute sense, Krista. People don't understand that. This is why we fear change. You know, people don't like to change. They get into a pattern, a habit, and they sort of get themselves stuck there. And it really does take that willingness and that courage to look at themselves honestly and to know that there's so much more to them than they are allowing themselves to explore. And I think that's part of it, is that we are afraid to really look at ourselves. And if we stay in that game of comparison with someone else, then we're going to fail every single time. And you brought that up in the beginning. It's not about comparing ourselves with another person. It's about becoming all that we can be, all that we can become, to blossom in our own unique way. That's why I love talking about this subject, because it's very daunting for people when they look at changes and they say, oh, I have to stop smoking. Oh, I have to stop eating sweets. Oh, I have to do this, instead of looking at it from the perspective of, you know, what in me can I bring forth that can help me make this change? And we've all got courage within us. There's no one that doesn't have courage.
Exactly.
We can all be willing. You
know, exactly. And it all starts with loving and accepting ourselves right as we are right now.
Yes.
That's the starting point of it, you know? And that's a difficult piece for everybody. You know? It's difficult, and I like to actually, instead of saying love myself, let's go with liking myself. You know, it can be difficult to jump from self-hatred to self-love. What if you could start liking yourself? You know, what if you could just find little aspects of yourself that you go, you know, I like that about myself. I like my fingers. I like my toes. You know, start somewhere really basic and just say, okay, this is who I am. And this is the point from which I begin. This isn't my ending point, but I'm going to start liking myself here and then start going from there. You know, they talk about when we die, Eastern teachings say that whatever you're thinking about when you die determines what you experience, you know, in the afterlife and your next lifetime. So doesn't it make sense to really start paying attention to what we think about ourselves? I mean, do you want to die in a negative place thinking about, you know, hating yourself? Or would you like to start from a place of, yeah, I like myself. And if I die right now, hey, I like where I am. I like what I've done. And I like who I'm becoming. And I like all the efforts that I've made. And to focus more on that instead of, you know, too often we just beat ourselves up about who we aren't and what we aren't doing. What if we start focusing more on the good things that we are doing, realizing we need to have courage to do even more, you know, to try to grow and transform and become even more of who we are.
Yeah.
And that means you have to accept right where you are. And that acceptance is huge. It's a great gift of love. It's a loving thing to do, to accept right where you are.
Well, and I think that you said something very wise before, because we look at change in a negative way, because we, you know, we always fear the quote unknown. But maybe, you know, growth is actually different, because it isn't just change, it's additional things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trees grow more limbs. You know, we're
seasons
stretching.
Change.
We're
even,
adding.
You
we're,
know,
you know, yeah. that kind of thing.
Plants grow. We all grow and change.
So maybe we need to change our mindset, huh?
Well, and not look at it. You know, there's one teacher, I don't remember who it was, but somebody said that trying to change ourselves is doing violence to ourselves. And I really don't agree with that because I don't think it's violence to myself to change, because change is why I'm here. It's I am meant to grow. You look at when you're a baby, then you become one and two and three, and you grow and transform. And one of the things that happen as we become adults is it's kind of like you think you're finished growing. And so for some people, any attempt to grow or change or better themselves is felt as violence to themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to make myself something I'm not. Well, if that's what you're doing, don't do that. You know, become who you really are. You know, find out what is that kernel. You know, for me, who is Krista? Who is the kernel of this soul that came here and incarnated? What am I here to do? And who am I here to become? What is the path that I'm walking? And once you become more aware of that, and it changes, right? Because you're going down and suddenly there's a little turn in the road, or there's a fork, which way do I go? So it's not that it doesn't change as we change, but it's transformative. And if you're following that path and you stay true to it, you're not doing violence to yourself. You're honoring who you are, just like the plants or animals and the seasons. Look at the seasons, how they change. Do we say the earth is doing violence because suddenly we go from fall to winter? I don't think so. It's just
I don't think so. So,
well, some of the things that can help us change that you offer on your website, Krista, is you're offering a 99-cent sale on your website.
I am.
And tell us quickly about that.
Well, I have guided meditations there with music and some sound effects in them, and usually they're $4.99 each. They're all 99 cents right now, and there's seven of those, and there's one for how to deal with obstructions in your life. There's one for gaining insight and inspiration. There's one where you actually meet a group of masters. So they're really fun, and they're all 99 cents. And then I also have my marketing boot camp program that's usually $97, is $5.99.
Wow.
And I have a quit smoking program that's usually $12.99. It's $2.99. So everything's 99 cents in some form. So if you go to KristaGibson.com, you can buy them. They're immediately downloadable as MP3 files. Put them on your computer, then put them on your iPad or phone. And some people are going in and just buying one of everything. They're cleaning
that's
up.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, it's a gift season, so that's the thing to do. Well, thanks once again for sharing all of that, Krista.
Yes, thank you so much, Krista. Love you lots. Have a beautiful day.
Love
and folks, we love you too. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk Radio. Get your dose today.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.